discuss the beginning of the discussion about the Kavura of Chizkiah HaMelech. And Yud Zayin Mid Aleph, the Gemara says that one of the unusual aspects of the Kavura of Chizkiah HaMelech, at least the Levaya, was that they, Gemara says, v'chvod osu lo b'moso. So we discussed the first pshat that Yeshivu Yeshiva al Kvurasai. And then the Gemara says another pshat in the covered osu lebemoisa is the amount of people who did the kriya. And then the Gemara says a third pshat that shenichu sefer talm bitase va'omru kiyim zem ashakosu bezeh va'idna nami yavdinan hachi afuke mafkinan anuche lemanchina. Nowadays, we would not do what they did for Chizkiah. Sounds like from Rashi, because that would be take away from the kavod of Chizkiah HaMelech. Versus Vibo Yesei Manucha Nami Manchinan Kiyem Loi Amrina. First Man Domer says that we would not put the Sefer Torah, not lie down next to the Nifshu, and it says we would do that, but we wouldn't say Kiyem Zem Asher Kosu Bezeh. Omer Rabba Bar Barachana Haviyaz Zilna Behedeid Rav Yechanan. The Mishol Shemaitze, Kebe'ayah Lebeis Akisei. Rabbi Rochana went to ask Rabbi Yechanan a question as he was going to the bathroom. V'havi be'ina me'ina milsa. And I asked him a shayla. Loi poshit lon. He didn't respond to us. Ad Moshe Yod, until he washed his hands. All right. Monach tefillin, he wore tefillin, so he put his tefillin back on. Varach, said the bracha. Vahodar omalon, and then he responded to us. Afilu kiyem aminan, limeid loy aminan. So apparently they asked him, is it really true that we would never say anymore, kiyem zem ashakosu bezeh? So he said, no, we would say that. But we wouldn't say, first the Gemara says, we wouldn't say, Lomud zeh masha kosuv bazeh. So that means that saying that a person is mekayim the mitzvah is a greater, is less of a praise, less of a shevach, than saying a person learned, right? He said, we would say, but to say that he's a huge Talmud Chacham, to say Lomad, he learned the entirety of Torah, that he wouldn't say. That he did all the mitzvahs, but learn, that he wouldn't say. Vaisachais, that what's the better Shevach? What's the better Hesped? What's the, was that? That you learned Kol Torah Kula, right? Good. So, Va'omar Mar, Godol Limud Torah Shalimud maybe Lidei Maaseh. So they asked him a kasha. They said, but we learned that Torah is greater because Torah leads l'day maaseh. So in order for this to be a kasha, you have to say what Rashi says, Oma maaseh odif. Right? In order for this to be a kasha, this has to be a proof that if Talmud Torah surpasses or takes precedence, is Odif, Godol, me Kiyam Mitzvahs, because it leads to doing the Mitzvahs, Savaisa Chaisa, doing Mitzvahs is greater than Talmud Torah, correct? Okay, that's what we're going to focus on. That the Gemara says that Talmud Torah is greater because it leads to Masa. That means that Masa is greater. Hold on, we haven't said it yet. So the Gemara says, so then Rav Yechanan responded, Loi kasha, hole migmar, hole agmure. One is to teach, and one is to do. So, in order, so the Rashi's pshat is lemigmar liatzmai masa odif. For when it comes to learning, godol talmud Torah, learning masa mitzvah is more important than learning. However, teaching is more important than doing the mitzvah. So the pecking order is teaching, doing mitzvahs, and learning. Good? That's what it comes up from our Gemara. All right. So the Tosfos says, but there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Mem, Amud Beis, that comes to a different conclusion. There, the Gemara simply says Godol Talmud Torah, bottom of the Yomud, Ukvar Hoy Reb Tarfon Uzekeinim Mesubin Valiyas Beis Nitze Balod. There was a Jew called Nitze. He lived in Lud, and apparently he had a comfortable place for the Chacham to gather together. Nish'ala she'ela zu b'fneihem. The question was raised, Talmud Godol or Masa Godol? What were they asking? What were they asking? They're asking which is the better hesped to give? Which is the better shevach? What's the better hamlotza to give? What's better to write on his... And it's shidduch resume. He does all the mitzvahs, or he does his big talmud chacham. What are they asking? God Talmud, God Limase Godol. Then Reb Tarfon, Omar Mase Godol. Then Reb Akiva, Omar Talmud Godol. Then Ukulam Yomru. So then there was a vote, a consensus. Talmud Godol. Sha Talmud may be Lede Mase. Alright? In other words, what was the consensus? Our Gemara. Talmud Godol, Shal Talmud Mevili Deimase. Alright? Oh, Tanya, Rabbi Yisemer Godol Talmud, Shekodom Lachal Arbam Shona. Because Chala only became Chai, became Enter Yisrael. Ukshem Shalimud Koinim Lamase, Kachdinai Koinim Lamase. Just like Talmud takes precedence over Masa, so when it comes to the Din, the Acham Eves Mishana, or maybe in Yom Kippur, the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerns himself with our Talmud Torah. Kirav Muna, Amar Rav Muna, Ein Chil La'adin Shal Adam Ela Al Divrei Torah. No, so first question is a blind question. When you learn the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Mem, and in Kiddushin, so which is takes precedence? What's the consensus? Learning or mitzvah?
Learning,
right? Could you say, when you learn the Gemara Kiddush, could you say Rashi's Rashi says that the Gemara says learning takes precedence because it leads to Masa. So you really see Masa takes precedence. Could that be imposed on the Gemara and Kiddush?
No.
Why not? Okay, proof number one, proof number two, if you're not convinced by that. Proof number two.
It's
yeah, because the Gemara says, at the end of the day, if you have any shayla, any suffix, any fudging around, any gray area, but the Gemara says, just like Liman is before Masa. So you can't say that the Gemara meant to point out the Godel Masa. Right? So that's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is that Rashi, in order to make our Gemara make sense, we have to say that Godol Limud Yosemi Masim Neshim Talmudim Masim really means Masim is more important. That could not be the pshat in Gemara and Kiddush. There, Talmud is more important. All right, now Halacha L'Masa. So that's the steer in the sugyas, correct? And that's what leads Rabbi Natam to say that our Gemara also has to be learned consistently with the Gemara in Kiddushin. Perish Bakuntras, V'koshelin otam the adrava mehochad diyek soif perakama the kedushin limud godol mivase gav his kedim shayim v'stubim about liyas base nitzah belud benishal hashel lazub ifneim lomud godol mivase godol minim the kulam v'omer lomud godol shemid mivase v'omer otam dochi perushai v'omer mar now coming another zermin otam then learns a different shot in our sugya makes reads the words differently. Shalimud maybe the maase became shalonu oimrim kiyim. Hari onu oimrim shalomed the iloi shalomad heich kiyim. Shalimud maybe the maase. The Gemara says, what's the kasha over here? The kasha over here is that you see from that Gemara that a person can only accomplish his in mitzvahs if he's learned already. So if you say kiyim zeh mashakosu bezeh, it means he learned already. So how can you tell me that we say lamed, but we're not going to say, we can say kiyim but not lamed. Kiyim means lamed. Oh, a different pshat. Okay? So I'm not really concerned right now exactly what was a pshat in the hesped of Chizkiah Melech, what to talk about. I want to understand the sugya though. What's the din? So first I want to understand is what are we talking about? I know we're talking about what's the better hesped to give. Okay, good. But that does not seem to be the question that was being discussed in Kiddushin. Because in Kiddushin, it would be hard to say, just like when it comes to the Hesped, we say, we prefer to say he's a Chacham over he's a Baal Mitzvah, so Kach Dinah Shel Adam. I guess you could squeeze it in. But Lechaira, since the Gemara in Kiddushin is not discussing Bichlal, anything about a Hesped, so Lechaira is a different parasha. So what is the Gemara Kiddusha? What's the halacha lemaase in the Gemara Kiddusha? No?
Well, the Gemara Kiddusha is a maisa where a bomber are getting together. So actually they're making a psak halacha for like Baal Batim.
Or for Rabbanim, maybe for Rabbanim. Don't let the Rabbanim off though. That's what we have to learn also. No? Go ahead. So what's the conversation?
Meaning, at the end of the day, the end result is we want to be Mekai Mitzvos.
Yeah.
But practically speaking, the way to get there is Limud Torah.
Yeah.
And therefore, the Rabbanim there are talking about everyone Gadol Limud Lifnei Kiyum because Limud ends up leading to Kiyum. But once we're talking about the end of your life, you want to look at the whole picture and you
want to
talk about the end result. What's
the Mekai Mitzvah? Again, but what's the halacha l'maaseh? How is this going to show up in the Kiss of Shulchan Aruch? Under what halacha? So you could say, okay, it'll show up in the end of Yeridaya, Hilchos Hesped, good. But where else is it going to show up? What's the halacha l'maaseh? What were they discussing? What's greater? What's greater and therefore what? No?
You only have time for one.
So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Yud Ches, Reish Mem Bov, Talmud Torah Shokul Kenei Kolam Mitzvahs. Right? We say every morning, Mishnah and Peya. Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam. Ha Yula Fon of Asiyas Mitzvah Talmud Torah. He had to make a decision. He had to make a decision as to what to do. Saif Perak Aleph the Kiddushin. Right, this was coming from. That's how we know that we're on the right track. Reish mem vav yud. What is it? Yud base. Ho yulafana asiyas mitzvah talmud Torah. The shayla the Gemara is asking is what's the triage? What do I do? I have a mitzvah. I'm in the middle. I'm learning. Right. Maybe I'm about to learn, I am learning, and then one of my parents asks me to do an errand. What's the din? That's a separate sif in Reish Mem. Or I'm learning, and then Oni comes to the door. Or I'm learning, and I remember that. I didn't fill in yet today. It's easy. No, it means the situation that for Zman. Kvani mitzvah, no? So I didn't take lulav yet. So the halakha is halakha l'maisa. No? Halakha l'maisa. What comes first? I could be in the middle of learning, and then I have the general Ha'isik Mitzvah Potvin HaMitzvah. Or it could be, I have a choice. I have a lulav and a gemara. What comes first? Right? So the gemara Shulchan Aruch paskins. Not exactly the way we learn, because the Shulchan Aruch is taking into account another gemara in Maikot. Basically, Talmud Torah comes first, because that's the sugya. Im efshe le mitzvah le osa de acherim le yafsik Talmudai. If the mitzvah can be done by somebody else can take care of the errand. I have another sibling who can do kibud av aim, and right now they're doing fantasy sports. They get it. Mezaka them with a mitzvah, right? But that's not loch. You have to keep on learning. All right. If on the other hand. It's my mitzvah tefillin. No one can do my mitzvah tefillin. No one can do my lulav and esrog. So if this mitzvah could be done by somebody else, so then lo yafsik talmudai v'imlam yasa mitzvah yachzal l'sei rosoi. Right? There's nobody else who could do it. So apparently, that's how the Gemara paskin this sugya. Talmud Torah trumps every mitzvah. With a however, if the mitzvah can't get done, right? So the Gemara learns shot. The Gemara has to accommodate the Mem Omid Beis with the Gemara in Maikot. I think Daf Tes. I think the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Talmud Torah comes first, with the exception. All right. So now the question that we're asking is, according to Rabbeinu Tam learned the entire sugya to be consistent. So Rabbeinu Tam, we have Rabbeinu Tam down pat, right? Rabbeinu Tam says that the question that was being posed to Rabbi Yochanan was, do we still do this nowadays? So Rabbi Yochanan said, nowadays, we would say kiyim zeh mashakosub zeh, but we wouldn't say lomad zeh mashakosub. That's too big a. So they asked Rabbi Yechanan, what do you mean? If you say kiyim, it means lomad. So kiyim is the bigger shevach. So he said something along the lines of, well, teaching is the bigger shevach. A little bit different than we learned initially. But again, I'm not focused on the Hesped, and we focus on the din. So Rabbi Yechanan, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, we know the din of the sugya. Nimnu, they agreed. There's a machleik, we keep it tarfin. There's a machleik, it's anoim. I think the Birkas Avram says, but there's a Mishnah Mufereshes, so we say every day, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. I'm not sure if the kasha is a good kasha. It could be the schar Talmud Torah. Schar doesn't mean that schar doesn't drive the chiyuv necessarily. But he says it's not a kasha, because first of all, that Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva. Number two, it could be the Mishnah after Nimnu B'Gomer. So again, it's a kasha. Good. But the point is that Acharei Kechleis HaKol, so Nimnu B'Gomer, Talmud Torah, Kenegitlum. Right? And that apparently, beyond the idea of a Oisek B'Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. Okay, that's a dinner rib. So if they're discussing, it means I'm not Oisik yet, probably. I have to decide when I'm going to be Oisik. I have a choice, based on Medrash or another mitzvah. So the sugya concludes that Talmud Torah trumps, with the exception of Shemevi Lidei Masa. In other words, if my Talmud Torah would mean that the Masa won't get done, then the Masa takes precedence. But if the Masa will get done, Talmud Torah comes first. Kachadin. So everything lines up very nicely. What's difficult, we have to explain two things. But first, Moshe, what's up?
Would there be an
opportunity
if you had a chavrusa with you? I mean, he wouldn't be learning, he'd be like about to learn Torah.
It could have been nafkamina, yeah. It could be nafkamina. I mean, it's assuming that the chavrusa can't go on while you're doing the mitzvah. So can you be, would you be mevatel two people talmud Torah? So I would assume im efshar lasos adichem, so both have that chiyuv clapping the mitzvah. All right, so then the halacha would still end up being the same. Second question.
What if like there was a maisa talmud Torah also?
You have to finish Mishnayos. They were
making
a
same Mishnayos in like 20 minutes, and someone had to learn the
Mishnayos.
That's a
nice
mitzvah. But at the same time,
there's like a kibbutz avayim scenario. So you're asking the wrong man. I'm not a big fan of these global siyumim. The answer to your question probably is, and again, I'm a little bit of a renegade when it comes to this, is that l'chayra, this chus for the nifter will be best served by doing what halacha wants me to do.
So he'll figure it out
that I'll learn he can work out the schuyas later on. I do to do what Halach tells me to do. Okay, so they'll Kadosh Baruch Hu will, a few days later when I finish the Mesech, they'll, I don't know, retroactively, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll,
why are we not considering,
they'll take care of
it.
But,
what
was that?
Why are we not considering Talmud Torah
Maisa? Maybe we are considering, maybe Talmud Torah is a Maisa. In other words, you're saying, why isn't Talmud Torah a mitzvah? So but that's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking which mitzvah takes precedence. Tefillin, lulav, v'nesrig. Same kasha. Right? If I'm oisik bin mitzvah, what's a mitzvah? If I'm not oisik bin mitzvah, ain't never all mitzvahs. Depends which is first. Which is mani veris. We have rules. Within those rules, we want another rule. All right. Why is Talmud Torah more of a concern than other mitzvahs? In other words, Moshe is saying, why aren't there 50 sugyas in Shas? You know, the sugya in Megillah, Avodah, Talmud Torah. You have a few gemaras here and there, but he's saying there should be a whole kundras in Shulchan Aruch, saying giving us Mareches Gedolah, Kedem Mareches Katana, there should be a whole sugya, now a whole kundras. What mitzvah do you first? Says Kasha, good Kasha. What makes Talmud Torah unique, and why is Talmud Torah a stronger Kasha Lamasa than other mitzvahs?
It will lead you to do more mitzvahs.
Was that? Well, that would be a reason to say that's already a cheshbon. Why is the Kasha good Kasha? No.
So they need to do more mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is there. So why do you need to learn more about it if you already have the opportunity in front of you?
That's already one step beyond. Who's that?
Until you know the halacha, you don't know
what to do. Okay, that's already more of the issue, because Talmud Torah is an endless mitzvah. There's no other mitzvah. There are other mitzvahs, but it's an endless, accessible mitzvah. Right? There aren't many other mitzvahs like that. Mitzvahs tedious, but there, we assume we can do those with other mitzvahs. The Talmud Torah. Tefillin is a defined mitzvah. You know when you're a kaimit? Lulu, everything, almost every other mitzvah is defined. All right. But Talmud Torah if Talmud Torah could mean that I could spend hours and hours, days and days and days, and not do any mitzvahs. Other than Talmud Torah.
With
that?
Tzitzis is awesome.
So tzitzis is not a mitzvah which prevents me doing from other mitzvahs. Called the oisik mitzvah, other mitzvah. The Gemara says, if my hisaskus prevents another mitzvah. But tzitzis is a very common mitzvah.
You can also learn for a charity event, and you're raising money through your learning. You can teach someone, that's another mitzvah, besides your
tantra. It could be, but that's not the issue. It could be, but again, to focus on the nekuda here. The first question is, what is are really talking about? What's the halacha lamas? Halacha lamas is I have Talmud Torah and another mitzvah. So the Gemara says Talmud Torah trumps unless it's iyesh lasos adichem. Okay, now that's the sugya. What do we have to understand? What needs to be understood in the sugya? What are the kashas? What begs the iyun over here? Then
Rishon Bais coming to play.
Why did Rashi say
Masa? But how do you understand Rashi Shita? right? To in the sugya itself. Rashi's shita, what? Rashi's astira, right? Rashi says that the upshot of the sugya in Bava Kama is Talmud Torah is great because it leads to the Maisa, and Memela Maisa is great. That's not the pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin. So that's question number one. How do you resolve the sugyas according to Rashi? Next, what else has been understood? Which is an easier shita to understand in and of itself? Rashi or Ben Atam?
Rashi.
Why? In other words, Rashi's understanding, even though it doesn't fit into the text of the Gemara, but in the abstract, if he had to explain a shita, it's easier to explain Rashi than Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rashi says, because Talmud Torah leads, because Chazal said that the greatness of Talmud Torah is it leads to the Masa, so that should lead to the conclusion that the Masa is more important. Talmud Torah is only more important because it'll help me do mitzvahs. No, Memela mitzvahs are really more important.
No, to double that. You're getting the mitzvah for learning it, and then you're getting to be able to
do more. I'll come in a moment. Hold on. All right?
It doesn't read in Sugya.
What's that?
It doesn't read well in Sugya.
Which way?
Rashi.
Rashi's very hard to read in the Sugya, yeah. No, but Rashi's our Sugya reads nicely. Maisa becomes more important. So therefore, therefore the Kasha is a good Kasha.
The Gemara says that Liman is better. And we can argue about why the Liman is better. The Gemara says...
But the Gemara wants to come to the point. The conversation of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, we have to be able to say that the second step of the conversation is that Masa Kiyim is more important than Liman. Rabbi Yechanan said Liman is the better Shemach, so the Kasha has to say Masa, according to Rashi. So Memela Rashi is to read the sugya that Talmud Torah the name Masa. So therefore, and it's a very beautiful read, right? As he pointed out, right? As Zev pointed out, that means Masa is more important. So Memela, if I have to choose between Masa and Limud, choose Masa. Say it, go ahead, Danny.
Maybe you could say that, like what we say, like Korban Korbanos nowadays, learning about them, you're being kind of missing a Korban.
Hold a moment. First, I want to get the kasha answer. All right. So the two things that have to be understood is first of all, how does Rashi resolve the seeming stira? That's number one. And number two, how does Rabbeinu Tam learn pshat in the sugya? Rabbeinu Tam learned Talmud Torah is greater than Masa. Because Talmud Torah maybe the name Masa. So the Rashi is right, so the Masa is more important. So we have to understand how Rashi resolves the two sugyas, and we have to understand how Rabbeinu Tam explained the Gemara that says that Talmud Torah is more important than Masa because maybe the name Masa. Now let's just formulate Rashi formulate the sugya in a sharper way. And they don't come to an emotion that he said. When the Gemara says that Talmud Torah is greater than Masa, and then we're saying it is Mamash Halacha LaMasa. By the way, there's a very easy resolution of Rashi. Baruch Hashem, is what the Rav said. Rashi is a very easy solution. The two sugyas are discussing separate ideas. One sugya is discussing what's the better Hesper? What's the better Shevach? The other thing he's discussing, halacha l'maaseh, what do I do when I have two in front of me? So Rashi could easily say, the Gemara in Bava Kama just wants to know what's the better thing to say about somebody. What's the nicer shevach? No, so Rashi says, to say that he remembers a huge Talmud Chacham, new kola terakula, that's not as great a shevach to say the man was mekayim kol Torah kula. How do I know that? Because Talmud Torah made the day Masa. So if you want to give somebody shevach, are you going to say Rashi says it's very in a Tam's pshat? If he was mekayim kol Torah kula, he had a no kol Torah kula. So what's the better shevach to give the person? I can say the better hesped is the guy kiyim zemashikosav. That would be the better sheva. Halacha lemaase, what do I do? There are two mitzvahs in front of me. There could be a different reason. It could be because of what Moshe said. That is a two for one deal, right? It could be because of what Danny said. That is ki'ilam. Talmud Torah is ki'ilu. You can give any reasons for that. But Rashi could easily say it's not a stira. No, Phil?
I was just going to ask, wouldn't we want the Lach Lamaisa to lead to that kind of shava? I mean, we're going to sort of address it.
It wouldn't be mukhrach. If that's what the Gemara would end, so... Person... never had a penny to his name, so he wasn't able to give tzedakah. So it's true that the guy who gave the great philanthropist will get a nicer husband. But the guy that didn't have any money could give tzedakah, so he did something that was mutal to do. He wasn't mechuyev to earn money to get him to give tzedakah. So it's not doubtful that the sheva, the husband, will line up with halacha l'maaseh necessarily. It could be, if it does, it's nice, but I'm not sure if one makes the other mukhrach. I understand it's a little bit it's out of sync. We would normally think about. So, in terms of resolving the sugyas, the fact is that this vard is a little bit, and they can see an indication that in the shita. Shita is a fascinating comment from the Ma'arit. Am I in the right there? Yeah, we're coming close. Okay. Yeah. Yesh mekayim v'shakundus dehasam nishal efneim onden bevachrusay mat toivloi. V'soif yamav. Essentially, it's the same idea. The thing, it depends what stage of life. When a person's young, you gotta learn. Why? Because the more and more you learn, the more mitzvahs you do later, the better the mitzvahs are gonna be. But at some point, the guy has to put his learning into practice. So he has to do the mitzvah. Right? He can learn all his life with the mitzvah, see the Sefer Torah. Good. But sometime before, if he wants to possibly rabbi like the Rosh, he has to write a Sefer Torah. Right? He can learn all his life how to have a tefillin mehudar. But at some point, he's got to show up with a tefillin mehudar. So essentially, it's the same idea. Seif Yomav, and one is, how do you get, what's the better hesped? And the other is, how do you get to the better hesped? All right? So that's an easy resolution of Rashi. But how do you understand the Rabbeinu Tam? How do you understand the Halacha Lamasa? How do you understand that Godol Talmud Torah Halacha Lamasa, a person is obligated to do them to learn Torah? But what's the reason? Doesn't say what Moshe says because it's a two for one deal. Maybe I'll see in a moment. Doesn't say what Dani says because your learning will be an etzem kima mitzvah as well. Says because Talmud maybe the Masa, because eventually your Masa is going to be a better Masa. L'chayra, if you had to formulate the Gemara in halachic terms, it would be a bigger kasha. Why? Because essentially what the Gemara is saying is, I have a choice of doing a hechsher mitzvah or a mitzvah. Right? So they have a choice of hechsher mitzvah or mitzvah. What comes first? I have a choice of taking a lulav and esrog or of building a sukkah. I have a limited amount of time. Right? You get to do one mitzvah. have a choice of, I put on tefillin today already, but I could prepare the mitzvah tefillin for tomorrow, extra mitzvah, or I could do a vil maisa mitzvah right now. So what would you say takes precedence? Of course the mitzvah. Right? So Gemara is saying, Limud Torah is a hechsher mitzvah. You're going to do the mitzvahs better. And therefore, because the hechsher mitzvah, therefore it takes precedence of the mitzvah. How are you talking? What's the hezbir adover? Rashi, at least Rashi in our sugya, even though it might only be about hezbir, and it might not be the pshat, so Rashi says it's very good. So if you have a choice, if you're going to call Talmud Torah Hechsher Mitzvah, of course the mitzvah is going to take precedence. That's the kasha against Rabbeinu Tam. How does Rabbeinu Tam learn pshat? So Lu Yitzuyer, the Gemara would have said what Dani said, all right, we wouldn't have a kasha. But the Gemara didn't say what Dani said. The Gemara said it's like Hechsher Mitzvah. And because Hechsher Mitzvah, therefore take it. So again, Maravid says, Tkufas, a huge chiddush of the Maravid. The halacha could end up saying one thing to a 70-year-old and another din to a 90-year-old. It's a huge chiddush. I don't know if you have another mitzvah like that. It depends on how much more time he has to live. It depends how you. No, a huge chiddush.
Depends on how much learning he's done, not necessarily how much he's lived. If he's 80 and he doesn't know anything, then maybe
it's
still
something. Okay. But you don't have tracked
mitzvahs
otherwise. No. It's rare.
Where's the line where you know?
Yeah. You might get it. I don't know. It's a good cash. But again, let's zero in on this then right now. All right, so let's zero in on this. Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch paskins, Ho yu lefonu shei mitzvahs. Good. We know the din. What's the reason why Talmud Torah takes precedence over the other mitzvahs? Again, you'll quote, tell me the Vilna Gaon in the Shneis Leon, the Pirush to the Mishnah and Peya. Talmud Torah can't include them because you're just racking up so much more schar. You learn a Nomen Gemara, it says every word is another key mitzvah. Certainly every machshava, so how can this? It's just the most efficient way to get schar, is to learn Torah. To build the Gaon Pshat. Good? But how do you learn Pshat in the Sugya that says do the Hechsher mitzvah over the mitzvah? So the Rav's approach was what Moshe was saying a moment ago. The Rav's approach was that in Talmud Torah there are two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Beis Halevi, that is most often quoted. There are two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se, right? Mitzvah per se. And the other is Talmud Torah, but Torah is Hechsher Mitzvah. Right. This lady explained that is the hezbir why women are potter up two rows from mitzvah, the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And why women nevertheless say the Birchat Torah every morning. So many tibbutzim. Rav Chaim is a whole different mahalach, that the mitzvah of the bricha satar is not a bracha on the mitzvah Torah per se, to answer this question. But the Beis Halevi's answer was, because they're different parts of Talmud Torah, a woman is not mechuyeves in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se, but she is mechuyeves in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the haino hechsher mitzvah hakim, for mitzvahs. It has to be. And she has to read the instruction book. Right? So reading the instructions, that's Talmud Torah. The effort to do a mitzvah without learning, Mamela she's mechuyeves to learn. So the Rav said that is what the Gemara is asking over here. If I have a choice between Talmud Torah and any other mitzvah, So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, since it is in and of itself two mitzvahs, a mitzvah per se plus a mitzvah hechsher mitzvah. Shemevle deimase is the additional component. It's not saying because of that. It's saying I have two mitzvahs. How do I evaluate mitzvahs? So Bris Mila Gemara says has 13 brises, kruses, kenegda. Tefillin. Sometimes the Gemara will say it's a mitzvah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does himself. The chashivas are mitzvah. Shabbos oisi ben ibnechem. So the chashivas of Talmud Torah is it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah plus. Plus it's hechsher mitzvah. So memeila, I have a choice between tefillin and a mitzvah. The Gemara says, but this mitzvah is a mitzvah plus. So that certainly explains Rabbeinu Tam kineged Rashi. Now, so when Rashi couldn't learn this pshat, because Rashi says that when we went to Rabbi Yechanan, they said to Rabbi Yechanan that the Talmud Torah, maybe the Masa, therefore Masa is more important. So Rashi could not have learned this pshat. Rabbeinu Tam is a beautiful pshat. Why is it that Talmud Torah bumps any of the mitzvah? Because there are two components to it. However, when your Talmud Torah is going to preclude the mitzvah, future mitzvah, the mitzvah won't get done. Alright? So then it loses its component of hechsher mitzvah. No? The math is good. I have a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, and another mitzvah. So the Gemara says, well, my Talmud Torah mitzvah is a two-for-one deal. So of course it bumps every other mitzvah. The Gemara says, however, when my Talmud Torah precludes doing another, the mitzvah won't get done. No one will do this mitzvah. So then, it's the mitzvah, Talmud Torah, plus hechsher mitzvah, minus that it is being meineya mitzvah. So the fact that it's being meineya mitzvah neutralizes the hechsher mitzvah component. And it could even be that the fact that it's being meineya mitzvah, or the fact, so that is what bumps up the other mitzvah over the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The other mitzvah becomes a mitzvah iveris. Talmud Torah is not a mitzvah iveris. Let's say if the other mitzvah can be done, it's not a mitzvah iveris, and it'll get done later on in Echanami. So that could be the last ha'orah is not from the Rav, but I think it's consistent with what the Rav was pointing at. However, what still has to be explained is Rashi's sheet. Notice, however, we're going to learn pshat. Rashi says, how will Rashi learn pshat in the Gemara in according to Rabbeinu Tam, Talmud Torah trumps every other mitzvah because it's mevili de masa, and that quality in and of itself is what makes the Talmud Torah more prominent over the mitzvah. Right? According to Rashi, so Rashi clearly says that Talmud Torah mevili de masa, and that makes masa more important. So then we're going to explain, however, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has two components, the mitzvah in of itself, and actually mitzvah. So therefore, it is trumping other mitzvahs. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah trumps other mitzvahs because it's an actual mitzvah. Right? Rabbeinu Tam said, you can't learn pshat in our sugya, that the strength of Talmud Torah teaches me the importance of mitzvahs. The fact that it's maybe l'day mitzvah, so that's the chashivas of Talmud Torah per se. So how do you explain that? Okay, so we don't have it. The Tos is on the side of the page. In Kiddushin. And we have a Kiddushin here. The Tos, I thought it was a Tosis Rid, but I may not remember correctly. The Tosis, there's a one of the Bali Tosis in the column, the Gilyan. So the Tosfos says that maybe the Deimasa does not mean it's going to help me do a specific mitzvah. But it means it enhances every kind of mitzvah. The Gemara is Tosfos Ma'arich there. That the attitude and the impact that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has on me informs every single mitzvah. So that means had Talmud, maybe the Masa is not a hechsher mitzvah. It means if you want to appreciate the chavivos of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then you see that the impact it has upon you. Person, the impact that tefillin will have on you, it depends. Many of us, it's not so noticeable every single day that we put on tefillin. Right? Many of us, we have the right kavanas, nefesh chayim, the hemshech hakdusha milmala, will have a different impact on us. We follow the Rambam, have it in mind like the tzitz, have it in mind, then it takar raises the person. But it depends on how we invest in the mitzvah entirely. Talmud Torah will also depend on how much we invest. But the impact that the Torah has on the person, so that's much more accessible to every single person who learns. So when the Gemara says, Shemevi l'dei maisa, the taste on the side of the page says, does not mean that I'm going to learn how to put on tefillin better, that I'll learn the mitzvah of tzitzis. It means, Shemevi l'dei maisa, it'll impact every other mitzvah. That's chashivas of Torah. Torah is a different category. I have to choose between a mitzvah and Talmud Torah. So then, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me the how to calibrate. In this particular case, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's not ein marid al mitzvah that determines it. It's not only yosim v'potim in a mitzvah. So let me just add one more nukuda. What have we said so far? And we'll add one more nukuda and finish up. We explain so far the following. There is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and that a person has to choose between two mitzvahs. So we have guidelines. Usually it's if you're oisik bin mitzvah poter. Another guideline is a mitzvah oiveres. If I have a chance to do a mitzvah and the other one, I will not. I have a limited time to do the mitzvah. Sometimes we have rules, meis mitzvahs, deich other mitzvahs. Pikuach nefesh, deich other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is a vexing question because it is, Baruch Hashem, timeless. So the Gemara says, a two-step approach. Number one, mitzvahs, Talmud Torah is doche, it's greater. It trumps every other mitzvah. There's another din, provided the other mitzvah will get done eventually. All right, fine, good. Where does this come from? Baba Kama, Yizayim Beis, Emor Aleph, Kedushim Emor Beis, Gemara and Mayit Katan. Good. When the Gemara explains why is it that Talmud Torah is Godol, the Gemara says Nimdu Gomer Shat Talmud May Vili Dei Maase. We're not sure exactly what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa are arguing about. We know the Pshat of the Nimdu. What's Pshat and Nimu Vagamru? Machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi apparently learns the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is always a double mitzvah. It's a mitzvah plus an extra mitzvah. Memela, it trumps a regular mitzvah. Memela, Rashi was able to learn Pshat in the Gemara and Kiddushin, and then when it comes to the Gemara and Baba Kama, he says that teaches me in a different idea. It teaches me that when it comes to giving Shevach or in the Maritz Chiddush, that it could be that at different stages of life, the mitzvah, the kedimus of mitzvah will change. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam says that the mitzvah, we should not necessarily view the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as a hechsher mitzvah. He may not accept the Beis Halevi's analysis. We have to find another reason for women to say the Birchas HaTorah. We do not view Talmud Torah, do not evaluate it as a hechsher mitzvah. The nation, maybe the masa means it changes the way the modern word that's getting over and over used and become trite soon, it becomes a, what's the word? Transformative, right? It's one of the in words right now. It's got a few years, okay? So it becomes a transformative mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah which is transformative. It's not transformative. Every mitzvah is transformative. But Talmud Torah is low-lying fruit transformative. All right, that's good. So that's what we learned today, right? Ayyotim Mikolze. Let me just add one aura to think about. When the Gemara says, when the Shulchan Aruch says, the Torah says, when the Kosek Mord made cotton, that a mitzvah that Eiv Shalah Sois Al Yedei Achayrim does not push away Talmud Torah. L'chareitz Akasha. Why is that a cheshbon? Why is that a cheshbon? I have two mitzvahs. I have triage. One is more than the other. No. So the other one. So okay, that's the point of kedima. That's the point of telling you what how to triage. So why did the Gemara say Talmud Torah l'chayra? If I have two mitzvahs, l'chayra tefillah. The Gemara says you have a choice of shofar and davening. You can only do one. One shul is a shofar, one shul is davening. Right? So the Gemara says one's day rice, one's day rabbanon. The Gemara doesn't introduce. Well, will one not get done? It's not a cheshbon. So. Obviously, I have two mitzvahs. Din kedima, one may not get done. All of a sudden, Talmud Torah, he says, keneged kulon, and all of a sudden, Talmud Torah is dropped. Talmud says, yeah, but only if you won't get done. That means it's not as chosher. You're telling me keneged kulon, but trumps every other mitzvah. Right? Then you, all of a sudden you say, whoa, 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 whoa. That's only if the other mitzvah will get done. So that means the exact opposite. Every mitzvah is deicha Talmud Torah. If someone else can do that mitzvah, I can efshel l'kaim shneiim. Oh, good, says he'll do kibud av, and I'll do Talmud Torah. So if I cared, all of a sudden, when you think about it, it means Talmud Torah is less kosher than every mitzvah. What's Hezra Dover? So one way of explaining it is out of pure necessity. That since the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all the time, so I won't do mitzvahs. So if I'm not going to do mitzvahs, is that what a Kadosh Baruch Hu envisioned when he said, V'divar Tavam? And he said, V'gisu Yom Maloyla. The other nusach you have in the Svarim is, Heyois, that the purpose of Talmud Torah is to do mitzvahs, it doesn't make sense, then it should preclude doing the mitzvah. Two different svaras, but there's a very dachistic difference between the two. The first way of saying it is, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the mitzvah, Talmud Torah must be, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you gotta accommodate mitzvahs. Because the alternative would be that a guy could learn, you remember Malayla, and not put on tefillin, not put on tzitzis. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah must be as great as it is, an oilal kulon, but part of the mitzvah is that So Yom and Velayla, except for mitzvahs, oivris, and mitzvahs of Mon Kedan. It's part of the system couldn't exist otherwise. From the once you give a mitzvah, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a mitzvah to Midius, either it has to be able to be done at the same time as other mitzvahs, or it has to give way to other mitzvahs. But it's part of the mitzvah. It's not being nidches. Kachi gidra shel mitzvah. Or the other way of saying it is, conceptually, a yois that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and a yois that the goal of Talmud Torah is, sai if you say, like Rashi says, like the Tosfos on the side of the Gemara in Kiddushin, that it's to help my avodas Hashem. So memela, it's got to allow for avodas Hashem. Otherwise you have a whole system of learning theory, doing labs all your life. No, you do labs all your life. So then there's no purpose to lab. Right, you are fully prepared for doing any mitzvah that comes your way. Finished. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says time to come. No, so what's going on over here? So, l'chairam, those two svaras line up with the two ways of looking at the mitzvah Talmud Torah. If you look at the mitzvah Talmud Torah as a mitzvah in and of itself, plus a hechsher mitzvah, so then it makes sense to say that the reason why Torah gives way to other mitzvahs is because that is part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah to prepare you for mitzvahs. And if Talmud Torah is going to end up precluding you from mitzvahs, okay, could not be part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Me'idach, if you say that Talmud Torah is not defined as extra mitzvah, and when the Gemara says shemevli dei ma'isa, it means this is the chashivas ha-mitzvah, this is the chavivas ha-mitzvah, this is a mitzvah which is a transformative mitzvah, me'mel, it's a choshev mitzvah. So then, why should it give way to other mitzvahs? It's a transformative mitzvah. It changes the person you are. Why should it give way to the mitzvah? Because that is the way the mitzvah is defined. The mitzvah is defined as a mitzvah that has to accommodate other mitzvahs because the system of Tariq mitzvahs couldn't coexist. It's untenable if one of those mitzvahs is an overarching and over-embracing mitzvah. Go ahead, Zev.
So according to Rashi's understanding, if someone was learning a sigda that was not lamaisa, like let's say they were learning a sigda that was in a havaniya and gemara,
yeah,
would that then apparently not be?
This is a good question. I'm not sure the answer. Two possibilities. One possibility is an echanami. You're right that if a person was learning something which was, let's say, or something like the Hava, and Echanami. So then, alternatively, and this is, we discussed this, alternatively, one could say there is no part of the Torah that we learn which is not doesn't have some Lamasa aspect. I'm learning a Hava Mitzvah because it will help me understand the Omkos of some mitzvah. In other words, the Gemara already, whatever is my, the Hava, the Gemara took care of already. That's cut out. If it's here, so Zev will ask, what about when the Gemara says that it's new? When it's been Sarah Mara in Edachas. Right? Right, Joshua Kabbal Schar. So there'll be a two pshatim in that in the Gemara. Right? The Marashah says, Drosh, and you'll understand Halacha Lamaisadik in Yanim, and you'll get Schar for it. And the other said, "Is no, Jewish and Chanami, the Alter Rebbe's vort." So the answer to the question is: if you follow the Alter Rebbe's vort, his understanding of Drosh Kabbal Schar, then you're probably right. Then you have to say that according to Rashi, if you're learning, if you happen to be learning Ben Sarah Mura, when your parents ask you to do something, then they got you. Okay.
I mean, what's the
offer? It's not so poetic, but it'll be the same din, probably. I always ask my kids, you have to be learning Ben Sarah Murray now before I ask them to do something. Go ahead, Meryl.
What's offer?
That is Alamasa. That's Alamasa. That is part of understanding the Torah's Chochmas Elokus. But there's no Lamaisa aspect to it. Good. Okay. On to the second parak. Can't sit it right though.